The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Demon Seed.
Walker, you must be mistaken.
It's now, it's here.
Come on down here and help us.
Demon Seed. Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
Whatever it is, let's do it.
Hey, John, we're now on. We were recording.
Oh, brilliant.
Do I sound okay? I'm in my new office. I don't know how it sounds.
Look at that. He's in the new office.
Do you want to see it? Look, there I am in the new office.
I'll describe it to the listeners. It's a room and there's a microphone in it.
Yeah.
And behind it, there's what looks like a post or a pillar in the floor. Yeah. And behind that, there's a glass door and there's a man on a computer.
There's a man in the background. All the walls are glass, so you can see what everybody else is doing.
That's what, like, sinister, isn't it?
It is,
you can
yeah.
always see them, people. I must ask this. Obviously, where you're working at the moment, this office you have, it's obviously a unit, and there are other people behind those glass doors that are not affiliated with you. They're just separate entities, separate companies. Oh, it's broken. I was really getting into that podcast then as well.
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now. Yeah.
I was just saying the entire fifth floor is ours.
So that person behind you, do you work with that person?
Yeah, that's my business partner, John. Yeah.
Oh, John. Okay. So obviously you've been working. How long have you been working with John for now?
4 years.
So that obviously having a glass wall like that, if you were to waft up your own smell, if you released a bit of fetid puff, he's not going to be put off by that.
No, I've done worse.
Brilliant. That's all I needed to know. So that's that part of the show done.
Can you do a My Boys?
Of course, yeah. My boys, my wonderful boys. Each one of you has been so very, very good. You deserve a treat. Simon, for you, and this rolled up piece of meat I've attached to a lollipop stick. You can suck it all you like. David, for you, these treats, two gumdrops I obtained from inside the pocket of a dead neighbor. And for you, Leon, the finest of all the boys, you, Tampi, obtained from the ladies' toilets at the leisure center. Don't ask me how I got it. It's a very special thing.
Hey, look at
it's time.
Who's here? Oh, it's Mike.
Mike, hello. Welcome.
Thank you, John.
Hey, Mike's on board. Here we go. Ready to go.
This is
what's
an
up,
atmosphere.
Chin snips?
Hey, hey, where's my bottle, Mike? Mamet.
Ali Osman.
Michael Portillo on a train.
Pastel trousers. Oh. And a contrasting, but somehow appropriate shirt.
Well coiffured hair. Travelling around the world.
Lovely thick lips. I'd love to kiss if I was that way inclined.
Fingers like sausages, but in a refined sort of way. You can imagine traipsing across your chest on a beach as he
Portuguese sausage.
I don't
like watching this program about trains, but I do.
I often find myself looking at the screen and realizing after 25 minutes I've been watching Michael Portillo on a train. And then I think of his fingers, massive Portuguese sausages hanging off the front of his arms. And then I look at his lips. And they look like pieces of ham or uncooked meat. And then I think of Jeremy Clarkson's chest and how that looks like when you buy a side of beef, it's tied up with string. And I wonder if all these celebrities looking like meat
It's maybe a secret society. I don't know. What do you think, Mike?
I think you're right. I think Prince Charles is doing it. Not even Prince Charles anymore. He's King Charles.
He looks like meat.
He's got big fingers. He's got Portuguese sausage fingers.
You seen the close-up of them?
Never get my KBE now. Or my MBE or my CBE. I don't know what they all mean. But they're all about the British Empire.
Cock and balls extension, CBE. Muffin balls extension, MBE. Yeah. One ball extension, OBE. Getting one of your balls extended. Help me. Well, I was going to say something.
I'll leave my camera on, you'll turn your camera off, is it?
Mine doesn't work, so I've given up on mine.
I might as well turn mine off then. Why is my microphone on quiet now? My microphone all right?
I can hear you.
You sound fine.
Yeah.
Okay. You sound good.
I can hear you.
Thanks, Reese.
I've had an idea for a courtroom.
Pool boy, look at pool boy. Look at pool boy.
He's in his new office. He's in his new office.
Ooh, monsieur. Oh, comment ça va?
Hang on. Ready? Watch this. Look at that. Go.
Fucking what?
You can see. Okay. Look at that.
Both balls out.
Corner office, out the window, fifth floor.
Lovely. Now you're talking.
My God.
Office.
The wages of sin, that's called in the Bible.
What are the toilet facilities like?
Good. We've got a disabled toilet and then a small one.
You would like to use disabled because it's your office? Can you go in there?
Yeah. I use it because I've got ADHD and dyslexia.
I've got to ask.
Handles?
Have you got wheelchair access to get upstairs?
Yeah, we do. Is all wheelchair accessible? Buttons,
brilliant.
And then, yeah.
Have you got a toilet brush? And can I ask you a question about that?
I got two from IKEA.
What do Canadians think of toilet brushes in general?
That's what I think of them. Disgusting.
They are disgusting, and I agree with that. But isn't it a necessary evil?
No.
Well, what do you do if you've got skids on the side of the bowl? Use your hands.
Use the toilet paper.
What if the skids?
You just wiped your ass with. You just wiped shit off your own ass. So what's wrong with wiping your shit off a clean bit of porcelain? What's the difference?
I'll tell you why. Because this morning my skids were well below the water level. They literally ran. True. They ran the length and breadth of the runway. If you know what I mean.
You got to be all in to submerge into the water. I think.
I mean, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but that's different. Then you're talking about just a bit of skid. That's fine. You can get that off with a brush. I'm talking. What I don't want on a brush is clumps of shit and toilet paper.
I don't want that. I don't want that either. I hate that. That is disgusting. I have been known to visit other people's houses, and if I leave a skid, because I'm so ashamed, I've even put my hand under the waterline and scrubbed with my bare hands and my nails.
Didn't want to use the brush, did you?
Do you know a little? This is a great story. This is true.
I'll be the judge of that.
Micro memories. I used to know three lads who lived in a little place not far from where I live in Newport. Where I lived in Newport, where my gaff is, right? And these three lads, they all lived in this house together, and they didn't look after the house particularly well, but they were like lads, and it was fine. And they all
just trying to help you, Roland.
Vicky Michelle. And
Stew Pot.
On one occasion.
Simon McGuire.
Another friend of mine went round to their house after a heavy night's drinking for an after-hours party.
Fishy Yates.
And at one point in the evening, he was a bit loose. And he said, can I use a toilet? And they said, yeah, it's upstairs. Yeah. And when he got upstairs, he had to have a log. But the problem was, because they hadn't looked after the toilet very well, the flush didn't work. Yeah. Unless you pressed it in a certain way, and he didn't know how to press it in a certain way. So he had his log and realised he couldn't flush it.
Yes.
Panics, because let's just say paranoia had kicked in because he'd done some things that made him feel a bit outside.
Yes.
And he realised he couldn't flush the toilet. And even though he knew these people well, he'd run out of toilet paper. He took the cardboard tube apart, scooped the entire turd out, walked downstairs with it behind his back. And when one of them came out the living room, he thought on his feet and pretended to be having an argument with his missus on his phone. So he looked at him and went, oh, God, I'm having an argument with my missus on his phone. Gave him the raised eyebrow look as if, oh, I better go and take this call outside. Walked outside whilst pretending to have an argument with a girlfriend that he didn't have, and then threw the turd in the street.
Oh, God. I got GCSEs.
Do you want to hear my premise for my courtroom drama that I want you to be in with me, Mike?
Yes, please.
Right. You're a high court.
Is this as good as when you want me to be Vakrapati Singh in your sitcom you wrote? You want me to be your Indian
This is better.
And manager.
This is better. This is much better. It's more of a Cold War drama. And it's about a high court judge who is overseeing a case of an MI5 agent who's been accused of spying. And all the way through, this case is going on and everything's coming up. And you're not sure if this guy has been given secrets away to the Russians or not.
Yeah, right. the Ruskies, yeah.
It's very much like George Smiley or,
you know, Taylor Soldier Spy, John.
It, that sort of thing, right? And
hook, line, and sinker, John.
It, all that, right? And as you're watching it, this judge is like, oh, has he done it? Because I've got to preside over this and I've got to find out if he's done it or not. All the way through, you're trying to suss it out. But then in the last episode, you find out the judge is torn because he went on holiday to Minehead and ended up getting pissed and getting off with the defendant. And so even if he is guilty at the end, is he going to admit to it? Or is he going to, you know, just carry on, do his job as he should? But it's called Gripping the Oak.
Just because, yeah. Reminds me of I'm a lad of faith. This is how I feel. Cold and I am something, lying naked on the floor.
Yeah.
Illusion never changed into something real. Wide awake and I can see the perfect sky is torn. She was torn as well.
And Natalie Imbruglia.
Yep, that was Natalie Imbruglia. That was my wife bringing me a tea. But I was singing Natalie Imbruglia, yes.
There you go, look at that. Wonderful.
Look at tea, John. In the last couple of months, John, one's always been a huge fan of coffee, John.
Oh, very much so.
But one's found that as the night's progressed, you know, one struggles to sleep sometimes, one feels over-caffeinated if one wants. And, John, tea has been a tremendous boon to me, John. And I've turned my back on tea for many a long year, John. But I'd say the last 18 months, John, tea, I found a new respect for tea.
Well, Michael, something I've always tried to convert you towards was the herbal tea, the mint tea.
Yes, John. Wanker's tea, I call it.
Naturally, yes.
And I refuse to drink it on the grounds that it is drank solely by ourselves. Your good self, very much included.
Very much.
And I like the taste of tea, John. Now, herbal tea tastes of herbal tea. Mm. What I like is tea. This is like saying, you know you like Snickers, Mike. Then why don't you try eating this white dog shit? This is not the same thing, John, that's why. Because tea is not the same as herbal tea.
But in the words of the PG Tips, Michael, it's the taste. It's the taste. A catchphrase, very, very popular.
Those monkeys, of course, very, very happy to dress up. Very happy to play their full part, of course.
But if they weren't doing the adverts, they would have been smoking cigarettes in Spain for the tourists. So as far as I'm concerned, they got themselves a fantastic job there.
Yes, wonderful. Of course, free costumes, equity cards.
Naturally.
I really did live a life of absolute riot.
I mean, recently in the news this week, it was...
Incoming pain.
We tell them it's shit. They listen to it. Then they say that was shit. I said, yeah, I know. We just told you that.
Clack hands only.
This is heroin that's been sort of mixed up with shit and then dried up.
Incoming pain.
It is a lot of old clag, this, right? There's no point trying to address it. There's no point trying to fucking polish a turd, is there, right?
Put it behind a paywall.
Only the clag hounds may enter the paywall.
If we're going to do it every week, then these idiots need to be punished for it.
Beaten around the balls with a telephone book, that kind of thing.
Incoming pain. Twice the clack, twice the regret. All for £5. To become an official Clackhound, go to patreon.com/TheDemonSeed.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.